B-Pod Studios.
It is the 3 o'clock hour of the Mike Misnelli Show. 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Corpolis Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie, hoagie, party trays. Everybody's good there at Corpolis as we continue to talk about the postmortem of the Philadelphia Eagles season and how close it was to not being a postmortem. How close was it to say, hey, let's make plans to go to L.A.? We're not going, Tyrone.
Yeah.
We're not going to L.A.
I know.
I was really hoping for that. Yeah.
This is why I'm upset. Like this is the most upset I've been. Well, obviously there was nothing to get upset about last season. I mean, since probably Chip Kelly was the coach. That was the last time I was this upset. Yep. I really, really thought that they were going to do it. I was like, this magic's going to happen one more time.
Yeah.
And it seemed like in the game, now that it happened, that when you strip away the magic, what you saw was just up and down, up and down. You saw both folds. You saw the first two drives where he couldn't miss and the quarterback sneak and the whole nine. And then you saw the other folds where he was missing guys and missing Aguilar in the scene, which could have been a touchdown. There was another play to Tate. You saw both folds, and we hadn't seen both folds in a while in a big spot. And we saw the other side of him, the non-godlike version. It wasn't St. Nick.
Now, he missed Ertz, but he also miscommunicated with Aguilar on that one play or down the seam. Yeah. I don't know who was at fault in that, but that was the, you know, those are the plays that they've been connecting on.
Right, with magic.
They did not connect.
Right, with magic. Just like with magic, there's been people who have dropped passes since he's been. That Alshon play somehow finds the ground.
Right.
With the magic. But without the magic, it goes right in the Lattimore's
hands.
The
magic was sucked up by the voodoo of New Orleans.
Yep, I bet you that's what it was.
It was magic versus voodoo, and voodoo prevailed.
And that turf tearing up people's Achilles 2.25.
Interesting stat on, we were talking about whether they would blitz Breeze, and obviously Schwartz was afraid to blitz a veteran like Breeze, but here are the numbers. The Eagles blitz Breeze on only three of 40 dropbacks Sunday. That's the second lowest blitz rate that Breeze has faced over the last two seasons. He went 7 for 7 under duress. So, I don't know, maybe they were afraid of that, and so they didn't blitz him. Drew Breeze, when targeting Michael Thomas by nearest defender. This is very interesting. These numbers are very interesting. 2 completions, 5 attempts against Avante Maddox. All right.
So good job by Maddox.
3 completions, 4 attempts with Nigel Bradham covering him.
All right. That's actually okay.
3 completions at 3 attempts when Cravon LeBlanc covered him.
All right.
2 completions and 2 attempts when Malcolm Jenkins covered him. 1 for 1 with Jordan Hicks and 1 for 1 with Josh Hawkins. And that play was when he came in for Rasul Douglas.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah, when did they sign him?
I have no idea.
Next thing you know, Hersey Hawkins is out there. Like, when did they get Hersey Hawkins?
Josh Hawkins is in the game. Sean, Peyton, they got some dude in there. Target him.
Where has he been on here?
I have no idea. Chris in North Carolina, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Yo, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Chris?
Let me tell you something. I'm here in Apex, North Carolina, and you'll be surprised how many Eagle fans are in the city.
In Apex, North Carolina?
Apex, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty awesome.
There's a lot of Eagle fans in North Carolina for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's beautiful down here. I think everybody from Philadelphia is transplanting down here.
Apex, North Carolina. Now, tell me a little about that. Where is that?
It's just south of Raleigh, about 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it right now. It looks like it's got like a Mayberry RFD look to it.
Yep.
All right.
It's about an hour away from Pinehurst. It's getting better than that.
Beautiful. I mean, might open a storefront down there.
Here's the thing. My take on the Eagles, I'll make it brief and quick, because if my wife knew I was talking to you and I'm picking her up, she would, you know, let me sleep on the couch tonight. So,
Why? You know, she's not allowed to call sports talk radio shows?
She's pregnant and cranky, and everything I do lately is horrible. So.
All right. All right, man.
I had to go to McDonald's twice Saturday night for her because I'm screwed up. So it was midnight.
So. All right, well, weather the storm, bro.
Yeah. Hey, so here's the thing on the Eagles. I'm disappointed, but not so much disappointed. The way the season was looking when the beginning to now, the Eagles made a good run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disappointed how it turned out. I could go back on the game. There's a lot of missed calls, a lot of things I could go back on. But one of the things I want to talk about is Nick Foles. I have to say, what happens next to him, I have to say, last year at the Super Bowl was probably the most amazing. And I even said, I even told guys, hey, don't count Nick Foles out. He's going to take us to the Super Bowl. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Nick Foles guy. I always have been a big Nick Foles guy. And I disagree what you say. I think he should get a starting job. I don't think it's Philadelphia. I think Carson Wentz is our quarterback, mm-hmm. but Nick Foles still has life in him. I think he's a great quarterback. Yeah, he made some mistakes yesterday, but he's not so much where, honestly, if Carson Wentz was hurt for a couple of years, I wouldn't mind Nick Foles as my quarterback.
Well, yeah, and listen, I get it. I was willing to shift gears. He had taken this to the ultimate conclusion. You know me. I was shifting gears. I was trading Wentz. But it didn't happen. So now it's over. So if he goes somewhere else, God bless him. Start somewhere else. I'm not going to, follow your career from this point on. That has nothing to do with me. But maybe he doesn't love football enough to do that. Maybe he's got enough money and he says, I just want to hang out here.
I've never met a person who has enough money. Ever. I've never met a person who has enough money. Somebody offered me $100 million. I'm taking $100 million. If I signed a $100 million radio contract and then someone offered me another $100 million radio contract, I'm taking the next $100 million. No one has enough money. I mean, I guess there's a point, but I don't know anybody like that.
You're equating money with happiness.
No, I'm not.
Sometimes money is the root of all evil.
It is the
root of all evil. Money can't buy happiness.
Money can't buy you love either.
No, it can't buy you love or happiness. But
can't buy you love.
Knew that was coming. Right.
Yeah.
But it can buy you almost anything else. So he has love. He has love. Look at his man's filled with love. He probably has happiness. But when he looks at the bank account,
whatever he does is fine by me. He's just not going to be here. That's over. That conversation ended.
He'd probably be down Jacksonville. It'd be nice for him. He'd be in Florida. And he has to live in Florida.
With those bugs, and palmetto bugs.
And the crazy people.
Yeah, and the lizards.
Yeah, everything crazy happens in Florida. But
Jacksonville is kind of up top.
Yeah, no state tax. It'd be great, that $100
million. $100
million? $100 million and no state tax. That's whoa! I'm feeling good.
Mike in Lindenhall. Mike, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Mike,
hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, buddy?
I'm sick to my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it was a good year because that path to the Super Bowl was right in our hands. Because we know we can do it with the Rams, and that was it right there. But you kind of
the way the thing was coming together too. Well, they got the roughing the passer.
It was falling in our lap.
It was. And they're all of a sudden they're at the 27, and everybody's thinking the same thing. Here it is, the miracle again. The magic of Foles are going to score.
There's nothing to even say about that. But coming into this game, you just answered my question a minute ago. We know, besides Breeze, they have three big weapons on offense.
Mm-hmm.
Engram, Kamara, and Thomas. It didn't even seem like there was a back on Thomas the whole game. 3rd and 19. Why it catches that big for the first down?
Yeah,
they crippled us on
that. Was poorly covered, that big conversion.
It's a bad day.
It kind of caught up with them. I mean, they've been going on borrowed time in the secondary. Really, I mean, these stories on Cravon LeBlanc were getting annoying. He was Darrell Revis all of a sudden. They were playing with bench dudes.
Basically.
It was like
squad.
Furkan Korkmaz was out there covering receivers.
Yeah, we had the practice team out there.
Yep.
All right, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, man, you got it. Stop picking on Furcon. All right. Brian Clifton Heights, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Brian.
Hey, Mike, what's going on, man?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, just listening and want to chime in a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's on the sports. Everybody's on the D. You know, our two best players on D over the last 4 or 5 weeks have been Bennett and Cox. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, over the last 2 years, the reason why we were Super Bowl champs, in my opinion, and how we had this run at the end of the year was our defense and offensive line, whether Foles or Wentz was your quarterback. They were just, at points, they were dominant, Mike, mm-hmm. just dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Cox and Bennett, you know, they've been playing a lot of minutes these last 5 or 6 games,
yes,
playing a lot of reps.
Yes, they have.
And Foles and the offense had three and outs.
Mm-hmm.
They had an 11-minute drive because they're worn out. And what did the Eagles do? Go 3 and out.
Yeah, well, let's look at the second half. Their time of possession in their final 8 drives. Final 8 drives now for the Eagles. From the first quarter on, final 8 drives. What would you think their time of possession was?
I remember at some point it was like 6 minutes to what?
Final 8 drives. 12 minutes and 51 seconds. That's what they had.
I mean,
they got to their own 42. They got to their own 32. So when they popped down to the 27 of the Saints, I said, here comes the magic. They haven't been moving the ball all second half, and here it is.
Yeah. Now, is that Schwartz out there, you know, doing that with, you know, 3 and outs? No, it's not. And you're right. And, Mike, guys like LeBlanc, let's face it, Mike, these guys, you know, your money makers are on your D-line. That's who's getting paid the money. And if they're not getting any pressure, these guys can't cover. They never could. They only cover when they get a little pressure.
Yeah, right? And listen, Cox got banged up in the game, and he wasn't the same. And
playing a lot of minutes.
Yeah, and Chris Long really was not a factor at all yesterday. He didn't even show up.
And Mike,
yeah, he was
look,
probably Mike, banged up also. So, you know, yeah, it all came to a conclusion.
And, Mike, look, and what the two positions that they need the most, you know, most money, you know, got to put the most money in next year is the D and offensive line. Mm-hmm. That's what got them there, and they're short. They're short. There's no depth on either side, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what I say. We looked at what they are next year, and I addressed this several weeks ago, like looking ahead on what they're left with as an organization, and they got some work to do. You know, I don't know if you look at this team and you go, okay, well, they won a Super Bowl. They did advance in the playoffs. They're a pretty good franchise. But there's a time now when things, like, you know, all these guys at once, you got to make decisions on. And these guys you have to make decisions on, you're taking a chance if you bring them back. You're counting on those guys. Like Brandon Graham had a good half of the year, the last half of the year. Can you count on him at that age to still be that kind of a player? Do you invest in that, Tyrone?
I wouldn't. No, I got to make some tough decisions. I have Barnett.
Do you invest in Hicks, or is he a guy with a lot of miles on the odometer?
This is what I do with Hicks. I bring him back on a 1-year deal where I could possibly cut him if need be, and that's beneficial to both. But I also have to sign a guy or draft over him. So I'm not relying on him. He's a luxury guy because you have to fill out your roster. Mm-hmm. He's a 1-year luxury guy. Same with Ajayi to me. I bring him back because he's only 25. I know about the bone on bone. He's not my feature back, but I know what he can do. He even had a bunch of touchdowns this year. He's my luxury back, but you can't rely on any of those guys as your first option like they
need
this year.
You need to draft a very important running back.
You have to. And what I'm looking at is they have 10 picks now. Let's assume they trade Foles. Let's say they get 2 picks. Let's not even a 1. Let's say they get a 2 and a 3. Let's just say they do, which to me isn't crazy.
For Foles?
Yeah, let's just say a 1 and a 4, 2 and a 3. So that's 12 picks. You got to hit on half of those. Half of those guys have to play and start for you year one. And you have to get Barnett, which was just a shoulder. He has to be back and he has to start for you. He has to. He has to take a step.
All right. I worry about the tackle depth now.
My locker.
Jernigan's another one.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Marshall in Delaware, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Marshall.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
What's up, Marshall?
Hey, Mike. I'm one of the 41%, man. I'm still in mourning from yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't really want to get in a lot of minute schematics about the game because you got 2-3 hours to do that with a bunch of other people. I have tons of thoughts about next year. I'm just not ready to go there mentally. So, like, I still feel like the bodies are still warm, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
I know it's always fun to do, but the one thing I think nobody wants to hear is, hey, I give a lot of credit to Sean Payton and Drew Brees. I mean, it was like at halftime, you saw it. He just was like, hey, you know what? I'm one of the best that ever played, and I'm playing a bunch of basically scrubs in the secondary. You know, let's just do what we got to do. They didn't have an answer. It was very deflating every third and long.
They converted three third downs on that drive in the third 16. It was a killer.
And that was what it was look easy for him. That's what deflated me.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just what he does. So I'm not I'm definitely, like I said, upset. And I'm not really disappointed, though. Like, I could, like, it, I there was a scenario in my head at halftime that Drew Brees comes back and wins. I've seen him do it so many times. Really, though, real quick, for if the Eagles PR or whoever is listening, can we get Carson scheduled to the dermatologist or something? I'm getting worried about him because there's things on his neck are getting worse and worse.
Oh, come on, man. That's not right. Jeez. Everybody gets breakouts every now and then.
That's a violation.
Maybe it was stress. That's not right.
I can see it. It's got to be eating them alive, right?
Yeah, maybe it's possible it's stress. I don't know. But, you know,
some people just have bad skin, too.
Skin is skin.
Yeah, it just happens.
Yeah, can't be mocking it. Carl in Southampton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Carl.
Hey, Mike, thanks.
What's going on, Carl?
I've got a question here about the very first play of the game. When that ball left Bruce's hand, that looked like a sure touchdown. But then the ball kind of fluttered. It was underthrown. Great interception, but it was underthrown.
The one to Ertz you're talking about.
The one to Ertz. They were going the same direction. I'm talking about Brees and Foles. The balls, the long balls, seemed to flutter a little bit.
You're talking about the early interception that LeBron.
Okay. That was underthrown.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah, it was. And now, listen, Foles fluttered a lot of balls yesterday. Now, he completed a couple flutter balls, which were nice touch throws. But for the most part, you're right. He didn't have a lot of velocity on the throws yesterday.
But Brees his ball seemed to be doing the same thing. I didn't see that.
He's not a gunner. He's just accurate.
Yeah, but the very first play that Brees threw, man, that looked like a sure touchdown right until the ball started floating near the end.
Yeah. What's your point on this, though? It didn't have anything to do with anything.
Yeah, I'm saying the air in the dome. Maybe it had something to do with the way the balls were.
The air in the dome?
Hey, even Tyrone said Nick Foles was less.
Somebody have a big window fan? They were shooting in there.
I don't know. Hey, let's miss that field goal.
Come on, bro.
Hey, man, the observation.
All right. Well, that's a good observation. Let's go to Joe in North Philly. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Joe.
Yo, Mike, first time caller.
What's up, Joe?
In the words of the great Dennis Green, they were who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
You let him off the hook, that's for sure.
Right. And the thing with Nicky Fossetti is, you ain't going to see him no more.
No, you're not going to see him no more.
Oh, Mike, won't see him no more.
Right.
Mike, can you get him off for old time's sake?
Can't do it, Sally.
All right, Mike, take it easy.
All right, man. Look, he godfathered me. My man godfathered
me. He godfathered you. What's that about?
I can't do that. Screw up all my arrangements. Let's go to Joe and Chester. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, Joe? How you doing?
All right. Hey, man. I'm on the minority right now, but I'm looking at the league. And if you look at the league, every team that gives quarterbacks them $25, $26, $27 million, teams are terrible. I'm thinking about my Philadelphia Eagles. And I've seen Nick Foles can run our team. We can, as you said a billion times, you can always draft another quarterback.
Yeah. It's over, bro. Torture yourself. It's over.
Hey, Mike, this is what I'm going to do, Mike. I'll be on the phone with Denver, and I'll be on the phone with Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be trying my best to get one of their star corners and some draft picks, and I'm going to build my team. Yeah. And I'm going to draft me another quarterback.
Yeah.
You got a good quarterback coming out in the next couple of years. And cause
not this year, two years.
Carson Wentz is injury prone.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Hey, Mike, I heard you say
this. It's over.
Mike, I heard you say this before. Once a player starts getting hurt, he always get hurt.
Yeah, but it's over. It's not going to happen. So why are you doing? Why are you taking me down this road? They didn't win the game. The miracle stopped. That was the easiest decision for the Eagles front office to make now.
But it wasn't on fault. If I was trying to catch that ball, I would have bet in my life that we would score a touchdown.
They didn't, and he didn't. So, Joe, you got to get past it. It's over. There's no more Foles in your future.
Hey, man, I'm part of Foles in Nation, man.
I know you're president of Foles in Nation. But guess what? You better move out of town because that's where he's going.
All right,
Joe. Don't torture yourself. It's over. It ended yesterday. The branches broke. The branches of Mike broke. They shattered with the wind.
Yeah, it didn't grow with a tree. It didn't grow into a tree.
It cracked. The middle one cracked, hit the other one, and it cracked. And then there was one limb sticking out. And then some squirrel landed on it, and then the weight of the squirrel broke that one.
They were like twigs.
Joe had himself chained to that tree till just now. The bulldozer was like, and they made a move at the last. They got the box cutters out, the bolt cutters. He was chained to that tree still to that call.
I might have.
Branches broke. No, yeah. Nobody messed with it. They just broke. It was the natural course. It happens. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
Momentum. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Vidian Chevrolet. Happy New Year from your friends at Vidian Chevrolet of Phoenixville, home to the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado. Shop VidianChevrolet.com today. Eagle season has come to an end after falling to the Saints 20-14. Doug Peterson addressed the Saints gaining on the momentum.
Got some breaks in there. You know, we're moving the ball again. I mean, I think we had the turnover, the throw to Zach Ertz up the sideline there. They got intercepted and just kind of momentum changed and went down and then scored on that. So nothing that they did, obviously. We just didn't make enough plays to either stay on the field or, you know, continue drives, execute, and score.
Brian Westbrook checks in with Mike at 4, Ron Jaworski at 5:10. Sixers beat the Knicks yesterday 108-105. They'll play the Timberwolves tomorrow at 7. Flyers face the Wild tonight at home. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Our big green giveaway keyword is coming up at 4 for your chance to win $1,000. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 975 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli on 975 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Time to get updated on Twitter poll. 3:30, Natalie.
I'm ready.
Do you know where your Twitter poll is?
Yes, I do.
Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. What do we got?
So today's Twitter poll was short and to the point. Are you okay? Over 2,400 votes on this so far. 60% say yes, 40% say no. So mostly everyone's doing okay.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, this is Ray. I tried everything to quit smoking. I start eating like a pig. I start sucking on dum-dums. Nothing worked.
That was so funny.
We got this thing, this Ray Liotta thing, that many of you have seen. It's by a comedian, Kyle Dunnigan. And he's like worked on various comedy shows and things. And he has this video out where he's imitating Ray Liotta. Right, so we're just breaking the tension here with this. I Tyrone mock it up because it's got some curse words in it, but to see it live, you just Google Ray Liotta chantix,
yeah,
and it'll come up,
yeah,
in some form. But here it is, all bleeped out.
I tried everything to quit smoking. Cocaine, everything. Nothing worked. Then I tried Chantix. What's Chantix?
It's the drug you take to abstain from smoking.
Stop smoking?
Yes, to stop smoking.
Why would you want to do that? Hey, I'm Ray, and I quit smoking with Chantix. Hey, so try Chantix.
Ray. Yeah. You can't swear.
I'm Ray, and I stopped smoking with Chantix. So you should get Chantix.
Well, Ray.
I'm just talking to myself. It's weird, you know?
Yeah.
If I got a scene I'm doing, I'll beat you in the head if you don't try Chantix, Karen. That's how you sell a product.
You're not smoking?
Yeah, I'm one of the greatest actors of all time. I can pretend I'm not smoking.
Well,
and then later you can CGI the cigarette out. What are we shooting?
The laugh
is so good.
It's class.
Karen.
Karen.
It's the best part.
That's the way you sell a product. All right, let's go to Gary Levittown. Gary on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gary.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, Gary?
I'm a first-time caller to your show.
Thanks, buddy.
And it's pretty cool, man.
Thank you very much. Well, you're a first-time caller. Where you been? Jupiter?
I'm Pluto, man.
Oh, all right. Pluto.
Okay.
Yeah, it's no longer a planet. All right, we got it.
I think Jim Schwartz should be able to learn how to do different blitzes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he didn't blitz much. He's not a blitzer.
Well, no, but he should have taken notes off of Johnson when the Eagles got Johnson.
It's a different game when Jim Johnson was there. Yeah, it's a different game. No team really blitzes a lot anymore. They'd rather flood the defensive backfield with six guys, sometimes seven, because it's a passing league. So, you know, when you blitz, you leave guys open, and smart quarterbacks will find that hot receiver.
Yeah, but it leaves one-on-one.
Do you trust the Eagle defenders in one-on-one?
The zone isn't no good anymore. Because they...
let me ask you a question. What one-on-one defenders do you really like that the Eagles have?
Two of them are injured.
Well, there you go.
I know. And they were really good at it.
They were okay.
Well,
you're talking about like Jalen Mills and Darby?
The best one that they had.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm just giving you an idea. I agree with you. He probably should have blitzed a little more to throw the tempo off.
Well,
but
maybe one linebacker, maybe.
Yeah, or a safety blitz every now and then. He did send he sent Jenkins a couple times that I saw in the game.
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't see the second half. Because after that first down at the Saints got on that fake punt, I turned it
off. That's a violation.
Well, you didn't see the second half.
No, I didn't.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? Because I knew they were going to lose after that play. I can't help it.
You actually turned off the Eagles game at halftime?
Yeah.
You're a wackadoo. There's something wrong with you, brother. Let's go to Rodriguez in Middletown. Rodriguez! First of all, I'm getting my spies out there say you're cheating on this radio station. I don't like it.
Mike, I can't cheat on you, Mike.
You're cheating. My spies are telling me that you're cheating on this radio station.
No, Mike. No, not for you, Mike.
You're a traitor.
No, tú eres mi amigo, Mike.
Rodriguez, come on. Don't make me a fool.
Mike.
Don't cheat on this radio station. You want to call here, you got to give us exclusivity.
Do me numero uno, Mike.
All right. Well, you make it, because we're going to check on you from now on.
Oh, Mike. You spy on me.
I'm going to send Ray Liotta to your house.
No, yo estoy aquí, Mike. Ahí contigo, Mike.
All right, let's go. All right. I'm going to hear you say, lo siento.
No, lo siento, Mike.
All right, thank you. Go ahead.
Mike, but think about this, Mike. I want you to answer me one question, Mike.
What?
One question.
What?
Carson Wentz, last year of college, injured. Carson Wentz, last year, they finished the season, injured. Carson Wentz, this year, injured. Let me tell you one thing, Mike. What are we going to do when Carson Wentz gets injured next season?
Say hello to Nate Sudfeld. Now, listen, Rodriguez, I know the point you're making. People have made the same point. He's injury prone, quote.
Think about them,
right? But here's the thing. He's a young guy who has played recklessly. He, by watching Nick Foles get rid of the ball as quick as he has and not taking the hits, that's how he's going to have to evolve, Rodriguez. But his talent level is higher than Nick Foles. So you got to trust it.
I don't know, Mike. I just hope that we could somehow keep Nick Foles and he could bail him out.
You can't keep him. You know it, Rodriguez. Come on. You're smarter than that.
See, Mike, just say Mike, but, you know, Mike, we're going to be hurt next year.
Why? Why?
Seinfeld!
Seinfeld?
What good is he?
You're going goofy on me here.
Mike, por favor. It's reality, Mike. It's reality. We need Nick Foles.
Nah, it's not. Rodriguez.
We gotta find a way.
Yeah, you know what you're doing to yourself? You know what you're doing, right?
What am I doing, Mike?
You're going down a road where you shouldn't go down because it's only going to hurt you in the end.
I know, Mike. I'm doing this to myself.
Yeah. Talk to Ronaldo is what you're doing.
Muchas gracias, Mike.
All right, man. You take care. All right. There he is. Rodriguez, not happy. The Nick Foles thing. It's out.
You know what he should also do is apologize for calling Wentz Bobby Hoeing.
Yeah.
And with him cheating,
right.
I'm going to talk to the screeners. I just have a feeling that the next time he calls in, he's going to have a little more trouble. Rodriguez.
Well, I'd put Rodriguez on ice.
Yeah. He didn't apologize when given an opportunity. You were magnanimous.
Yes.
You gave him a chance to apologize.
He said, lo siento.
All right. But wait a minute. What does that mean?
I'm sorry.
That's what that means?
Yes. Lo siento.
That's what that means?
Yes, lo siento means I'm sorry.
Yeah, he apologized.
Yeah, he apologized.
But he still called the guy Bobby Hoeing.
He did call him Bobby Hoeing.
And he's still talking today, of all days. He's still talking that Foles stuff. I don't know. He's on thin ice.
We'll have to put him on ice. Ailo. All right, let's go to T-Love in Collingdale. All right, hold on, T-Love. We got a break. I ran right through it. You'll be next. 6106, isn't there an open line? There was one open line. It just got grabbed. Keep trying. Mike Misnelli Show. 975, The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly. Back after this.
Mike Misnelli on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, Eagles lose. Sixers in a weekend split against two bad teams. Losing home without Embiid to the Atlanta Hawks. Now, Tyrone, you must have been fired up after that game.
Yeah. It was the first time where I was really being careful what I say on Sixers Outsider because I was afraid I was going to use bad language. So I had to, like, really be careful. Like, usually it's no big deal because you do this enough, you just kind of edit the profanity out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was scared that it was all going to end on Friday.
Well, I thought of you immediately when that last sequence, when they sat up to play for Butler, where he was shaking his head in the huddle. I don't know why he was shaking his head. He got the play.
Right. He got fouled.
And he got fouled. And, you know, they brought in to lock him down. Who did Land bring in?
Oh, yeah, Justin Anderson, my guy.
That's right.
Justin Anderson.
They brought your boy Justin Anderson in to lock him down. Justin Anderson played 11 minutes. He was only minus 11 in the game. So.
Nah, he's bad. He was bad. No, I was upset about that.
How come people don't tell, like, when I say certain players that stink, how come they never say, Mike, you know what, you were right on that guy?
I don't know. There's still people who still want to fight about Rashawn Holmes.
Yeah.
Even after Embiid did that to him in that game, we all saw, because that was only like a 9 o'clock game, they still were like, I don't know, he could still help. Like, help how? They don't listen.
And here's the question. I got to ask this question, because I don't know the answer to it, and it's perplexing. Why is it so difficult for TJ McConnell to hoist a three-point shot?
I don't know. It's strange.
It's like it takes every ounce of energy that the kid has. Everybody else can shoot it.
And I know people think he's like a little guy. He's taller than I am. He's
6'1".
No, he's 6'2".
6'2"? All right.
Yeah, he's 6'2"? a little 6'2" and a little bit, because I'm 6'2". He's a little taller than me. He should be able to shoot a three-pointer. Like, he's not like 5'6", like people think when they watch the games.
It's painful to watch him try to shoot that shot.
I know, so he passes up a lot of them, and then when he passes them up, it just destroys the spacing. You have to shoot corner threes. That was one thing I actually said, Mike. It's funny you brought that up. I said, in the NBA in 2019, if you get a corner three, it's mandatory that you take it as a guard if you're open. You have to, or you destroy your team's spacing. Teams, they run plays to get that shot. You have to shoot it. And he passes them up, or he hoists them so fun. I don't get it.
It's like the ball weighs 100 pounds.
Right, but the foul line shot.
Like, I don't understand it.
But his foul line shot that he makes all the time, and I'm giving him credit, he makes that, he does that effortlessly.
But he's got that, he didn't even shoot it the right way.
No.
I don't understand how it evolves that way.
And how does that happen?
No, listen, the kid's got strong legs because he runs all day. If you got strong legs, you can shoot the three-point shot.
How?
It's just a matter of using your legs and getting in the proper, you know, I don't know.
How do the Sixers get Ben Simmons, historically won't shoot, Fultz, the Yips, and TJ all at the same time on the same team? How did that? Look at all the other teams. How did they get those three all on the same team at the same time?
They do have Shamet, who can actually, it looks like he can shoot it.
He's too reluctant. Right? Yeah, he can shoot.
He can shoot it. He's got the proper mechanics to shoot it. It comes off his hand real nice. But I don't understand the TJ three-point hoist.
No, I got nothing.
I get it.
I got nothing.
All right, let's go T-Love and Collingdale. T-Love, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. T-Love.
Hey, what's
up, T?
Yeah, hey, Ty, man, he got a real point about that, man, these guys with these three-pointers. But, hey, this was my birthday weekend, and I was expecting a hell of a good birthday present, man. It didn't happen, you know. It's like when you get a certain age, you really don't care about birthday presents anymore, but I was really looking forward to this one. I got to say to them, thank you, because they represented themselves after they got themselves together, being defending Super Bowl champions. You know, we didn't get, we actually got to the dance. You know, we danced with one girl. The last one said no. So, what the hey, man? You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, T-Love. You sound like you got good sentiment in your heart, right? I can't go to the thank you part. Because they got to the 27-yard line. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they couldn't move the ball, like, they get the ball down the field, then I go, okay, they got to the 27. They got in win position.
Like, there's a lot of things I want to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding this stuff in, man. It's like, you know, you don't tell you. When your mom gives you something that you really can't stand, you don't sit there and tell her, what the hell did you buy this?
The band sweater?
You don't tell that to your mom. You kiss her on the cheek, and you say thank you, and then you find somebody.
You do. That's a good call by you, T. A good call. I like it, but you can let loose. You're disappointed, but you're thankful.
To be defending Super Bowl champions and not make it to the dance. That's really bad. But here's my point, man. Management. I got a problem with management right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling the Schwartz defense. I'm Dougie P. He seems to coach better when Foles is in the game. I don't know how that's going to change.
Well, it's going to change. So, you know, again, don't go into these scenarios about where he's a better coach, because the Eagles are moving forward with Carson Wentz. He's your quarterback. Schwartz will be back. Schwartz, by the end of the year, had some decent defensive schemes that got him to this level. I think he was afraid to blitz Drew Brees because he thought he was going to get assassinated. So they played off Michael Thomas. That didn't serve him well. They maybe should have changed it up a little bit. But the better team won the game. My problem is they were there. They were at the 27. And that hurts. I watched the game. They're going to win this game. They're rolling. They got the roughing the passer penalty was like a sign from God. Wasn't it?
Yes.
They hit Ertz on the play. Next thing complete, roughing the passer. Oh, my God. 16 plus 15. Here they are at the 27. Boom. It's going to happen.
I'm watching the game with Andrew at Sugar House, and we're both, and all the people, we're convinced. This is happening. Just like you said, when that penalty happens, they're going to win the game.
Exactly.
It's over.
And you know what I'm thinking? Well, all these people complain about the officials. The Eagles never get a call. They got that one.
Yep.
That was iffy.
It was shaky.
All right, let's go to Lamar in Philly. Lamar, you're on 97.5 tonight.
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
What's up, Lamar?
How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Oh, man, Mike, that loss. I don't know where to start at, but I want to be brief. And I want to say, I hear you keep saying that Schwartz didn't blitz.
Mm-hmm.
And my concern is if he didn't blitz and he had seven guys in coverage, why was nobody near Michael Thomas?
Well, they were zones. Now, Michael Thomas is smart enough to find gaps. He's a great receiver.
But, Mike, if you got seven guys back there, Mike, they're all backpedaling to where?
They're backpedaling to the sticks.
And so, therefore, basically, they're backpedaling to the sticks. But every time you're getting first down.
Well, here was the big play, and you saw it. The third and 16, where they get Michael Thomas for 20 yards. Those guys were confused for some reasons that are unclear. Michael Thomas is coming in their area. There are two guys there that were paralyzed. Okay, if you look at that play over again, they didn't flock to Michael Thomas. I'm going, dude, that's who the play's gone to.
Hey, Mike, and on that play, it felt like that play took about 10 seconds.
It did.
Where was the pass rush at? So if you blitz, you don't give the guy 10 seconds. I don't care who he is. If you blitz one guy, you still drop six in coverage, and now you speed up that process of Drew Brees.
I get you.
He's sitting back.
That's why a slick defense coordinator has to time his blitzes very well. On a third and 16, that's a perfect down to send somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my last point to you, Mike, is I just heard you say, why don't people give you credit when you're right about somebody? I hope you're right about Wentz, because I will call you every game next year.
Oh, I don't know if I'm right about Wentz. The only thing I'm saying right now is the false thing's over. I'm not telling you that Wentz is going to turn into Aaron Rodgers.
Listen, for what I heard on the radio, Mike, I've called you a lot from the job. I've called you afterwards the last 2 or 3 weeks. And all I've heard is, Foles is definitely going. So if he's definitely going and management has that in their mind, I hope you're right about Wentz, because I'm going to call every week.
Well, I haven't even said anything about Wentz. The only thing I'm being is pragmatic here. The Eagles aren't coming back with Foles. They had a chance to think about it if he had gotten them to the Super Bowl. That was the only way they were going to think about it. Forget what I was thinking. The Eagles had invested in Carson Wentz. The only thing that was going to alter their thinking was this guy did something magical again and got him to the Super Bowl. Well, now it's decided. They're going with their franchise guy. Now, how that works out remains to be seen. The only thing I'm telling you right now is Foles is gone. And so are we, because we got a break. And we're coming back in the 4 o'clock hour to talk to Brian Westbrook about this game. Don't go anywhere. B West next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
Making a decision. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for workers. If you or someone you know has been injured at work, visit martinlaworkerscomp.com now. Eagle season has come to an end after falling to the Saints 20-14. Doug Peterson addressed calling the play before the 2-minute warning.
Plenty of time to get to the line of scrimmage and get the playoff. Wanted to stay aggressive. Just ran the play like two plays before when we tried to stick it there in Hurts, and we had the rough in the passer play, so it was a simple play. Got lined up and had plenty of time.
Brian Westbrook checks in with Mike next to 4, Ron Jaworski at 5:10. Sixers beat the Knicks yesterday 108-105. They'll play the Timberwolves tomorrow at 7. Flyers face the Wild tonight at home. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 7. Our Big Green giveaway keyword is coming up next at 4 for your chance to win $1,000. Few things in life are more stressful than caring for a loved one at home. Jev's Care at Home understands and offers services that help. Visit jevsathome.org to learn more. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Agonoff for 975 The Fanatic.
The Mike Miss- Missinelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.